You're at Edison for a time, and then what happens? You wanted to be back on the West Side again, didn't you?
Well, after the 6 years there, and I was so content to stay at Edison. I loved the teaching. It was just great, but Mr. Coffey was the principal at Webster High School, and he had been the principal when I was there before, and he had become like a father to me. And he took me out to lunch and said, I want you to come back and coach. Bill Allen's going to move into administration. I want you to come back and be the head coach and the athletic director. And I said, Mr. Coffey, I'm happy at Edison. He said, I want you. Well, what do you say? Okay. So I went back because of Mr. Coffey, and he was wonderful, wonderful boss.
And you were there.
10 years.
10 years there.
Well, that's where I had one of my big heart attacks. And the last 2 years, or the last year maybe it was, I was just a PE teacher and helped a little bit in coaching, but not too much.
No, but you had successful teams, boys and girls basketball you coached, and athletic director at Webster?
Yes. Well, we started girls basketball, and that's back when they played 6-on-6, not the 5-on-5. And it was a lot of fun teaching girls that didn't know how to play but wanted to play. And every day they got better. And at the end, I think we won a couple of games that first year. And it was a lot of fun, but we had a lot of problems.
I think even before, if I remember, you went to Webster at Edison, you really started girls over there because you had Kathy Barkley, who's in the Tulsa Public Schools Hall of Fame. She would come and practice, right, with the boys?
Well, Kathy did a lot in baseball. She was a great softball player later on. But she could play baseball but at that time, they didn't start girls until I went to Webster.
Right.
And Kathy did that for so many, well, her 3 years in school, she was out there and she pitched batting practice, and I would have played her if we could have.
Right, so that really spurred you and Ed Lacey to really establish girls' sports in Tulsa.
That's right, and had it not been, Ed Lacey and I agreed that it was time to allow the girls to participate because they were doing it all around us. And I had been involved, and I was very prejudiced. And when we first brought it up with the administrators and the athletic directors, they said no. We stayed with it, and finally the next, it was either 1 year or 2 years later is when they finally decided, okay, we'll have girls' athletics.
All right. And at that point, and this is in the 70s, you were there in 76, 70, are you talking about the late 70s?
Yes.
That you finally brought in girls' sports?
Yes.
Before that, there no girls' sports?
No
you
girls.
You said prejudice. Prejudice,
well,
how did you mean that word?
I think some of the girls, I think we still had some girls that was swimming. The athletic directors at that time just did not want girls' athletics because it would take in when they practice. How would they do it with the gym and all of that sort of thing? So as I remember, we practiced the first hour of the morning.
And you had coached, obviously, at Owosso and all these other schools. You had coached girls basketball.
Oh, yeah.
And knew how good they were.
Well, and the fact that it meant so much to the girls, and it was beginning to grow on the college level. The scholarships were beginning to become available for kids. So I felt that we should just be able to provide them with everything that we possibly could.
Yeah. You should tell us, Ed Lacey. Who is Ed Lacey?
Ed Lacey was a head football coach at Booker T. Washington, and later became director of athletics for the Tulsa Public Schools.
A well-known name in this community.
You're at, if I can interject, you're at Webster. And I didn't realize, I realized you'd had a heart attack, but you actually had two heart attacks?
Oh, I've had so many. I can't. You know, I have a pacemaker. I don't have a heart. I've got a little machine in there that does it, that I've been using for years and years and years.
Well, you're a miracle then, aren't you? You seem to be in good shape, good condition now.
I don't work out like I used to, but for a long time there, I really worked out and ran and did everything that a person should do up until I became about 80, and then I got lazy. And
you know, you have many virtues. I would imagine one of your virtues is patience, because you'd have to have patience. And you had students who'd try out, and they had absolutely no athletic ability at all. And I don't know how you handled that situation, but maybe you encouraged them to the point where they knew they couldn't play, or kind of talk about that.
Well, what we did, I did that more so at Edison than anyplace, because we had so many kids that wanted to play basketball, but we would have a large number of them that was my size, 5'6", and then we had guys that was 6 foot that was playing that position. So we began to convince them maybe that they would be good wrestlers. So we got them to move into wrestling. We got them to move into cross country, but try to get a sport that they could participate in, swimming. And that helped everybody.
That's great. That's great that you viewed it that way. Throughout your career, you had one entity that you had to deal with, and that was the parents. And I'm sure you have many parent stories. Coach, why aren't you playing my son? Or they're yelling from the sidelines. They're doing something, and you had to tell them to shut up. About the parent experience.
You know, that is something that I know that people don't even believe when I say this anymore. But throughout my 30 years of in the public education, and 28 of it in the head coaching position or assistant coaching, and I never had but one parent to challenge me. Other than that, I don't care what they did. And we always emphasize to bring their parents to some of our practices, and we would have a parent night in which we would explain what we're doing. And I think parents at that particular time was so proud their kid, their boy or their girl was involved in something, and that to make them mind what they were told to do would help them whatever they were doing later on in life. And as a result of that, that's why I always say that if I got back into education today, they'd put me in jail because I would demand some things that they do.
I have a grandson who's been playing baseball, and we sensed some of that. The parents would talk to the coach, how come you're not using that? And he'd feel pressure from the parents.
Yeah.
You never felt that pressure because you knew the parents understood.
Yes, I never felt any pressure from them.
Well,
and there were several times that some little thing might happen. Like I had this one, I won't call the name, but he offered me a job if I would, no, because then that would have an impact upon our selection of players, and we didn't do that.